We're going to talk now with two newspapermen at either end of the state of New Hampshire. Down south, on the border with Massachusetts, is Nick Pappas. He's managing editor of the Nashua Telegraph. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. And way up north, not too far from the Canadian border, is John Harrigan, who's a writer and columnist in the town of Colebrook. John, thanks for being with us.
I could say hello in French, Melissa.
You're that close.
Yes.
Let me turn to you first, John Harrigan, way up in the north there. Not a part of the state that a lot of the candidates necessarily would find their way to. Have you seen any folks tramping through Colebrook?
Oh, yeah, we've had a few. A lot of the fringe candidates have come up here, but there's an old joke. It's a three-hour drive for maybe a dozen votes. So, we don't have the numbers here.
No? Any of the major contenders?
I'm having to think quickly. I think John Kerry was in the territory. He's coming tonight. I know that.
Well, let's go down south now to Nick Pappas down in Nashua. I imagine if you were inclined to swing a cat in Nashua, you might not be able to do that without hitting one of the candidates.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't seem to have quite the same problem that John has up there. It's more of a rare day down here when at least one of the candidates is not here.
Nick Pappas, what would you say? You're down in the part of the state that's seen a lot of folks moving across the border from Massachusetts. What would you say the main issues are in your part of the state?
I'm not sure they're that different from what they usually are. I mean, I think the economy is always a front and center issue. What I think is a little different this time is that for the first time that I can recall, at least in recent primaries, foreign policy and where we are in the world is a little more on people's minds. I think Iraq changed that. I think 9/11 changed that.
As close as you are to Massachusetts, obviously John Kerry is the senator from Massachusetts, and you'd be getting TV stations out of Boston who would cover him extensively. Do you think that there's a natural inclination toward John Kerry in your part of the state?
Well, I think that was the expectation, I think, when this started. And I think the irony is that he certainly started up here as the front runner, Governor Dean eclipsed him several months ago. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of response he gets now in the final days here after the surprise win in Iowa.
It's kind of funny how it comes full cycle, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, a little bit.
Early on, New Hampshire has a thinly disguised, if at all disguised, disdain for anything smacking of the Bay State Massachusetts politics.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, to me, a visceral reluctance to sort of hand carry any kind of legitimacy or position just because he was a neighbor from Massachusetts. In fact, I think it might have hurt him. And so there was a thing for Dean. Dean's going to be the guy because he's a neighbor, but he hasn't got that Bay State tag. Mm-hmm. And now it's all come full cycle. Kerry, it just seems to be coming on like gangbusters.
John Harrigan, up in Colebrook, are the issues among voters there? There are a lot fewer voters than in the southern part of the state, but do you think the folks up in your part of the state see issues a little bit differently? Would they tend to be more conservative, say, than voters in the south?
Oh, maybe a bit so, but the issues are the same, I think, for everybody everywhere. It's the economy, as always, and this is a more hard-scrabble area than the relatively affluent climes of Nashua and Manchester and Concord. So I think people here are even more desperate to see some improvement in the economy.
New Hampshire did vote for then-Governor Bush in the last presidential election. Do you see any tilt in the way the electorate might be heading this time around?
I don't.
John Harrigan?
No, I don't. I see Bush as strong as, if not stronger than, he's ever been.
Nick Pappas in Nashua, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's much too early to call that. Clearly, don't think there's going to be too many Republicans who voted for him last time who are going to turn around and vote for a Democratic candidate.
How much weight do folks in New Hampshire put on results coming out of Iowa, if at all? Or is it more that people in New Hampshire like to be contrary and wouldn't necessarily follow the pattern of what's come before?
I think the history shows that that's probably true. I think what's interesting this time around is some kind of at least a pattern, I guess, that someone could argue that Iowa has crowned the establishment candidates, and then the establishment candidate comes to New Hampshire and gets hammered. This time around, I'm not sure who the establishment candidate is at this point, so it's kind of hard to figure how New Hampshire is going to react to what happened at Iowa last night.
John Harrigan?
Well, I can't pass up the opportunity to point out that New Hampshire usually will sneer at Iowa. I think they see it as just sort of a delay, and it might give them a little interest, a little extra interest, or it might put us in the awkward position now of not having anything to rebel against. I don't know. How are we going to be ornery when the Iowans have already beat us to it?
Thanks to you both.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Nick Pappas is managing editor of the Nashua Telegraph, and John Harrigan is a writer and columnist in Colebrook in northern New Hampshire.